Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe the sky's falling down around the babies. Maybe the world is gonna spin out of control. But I don't care anymore. What if I quit today working for the man? Said I had another will, maybe I can. It's all gonna end anyway. Tell me, doctor, what's the cure for the wicked man's blues?
Versus show with Rich G and Mr. E. Yay! Yeah, man. Tonight should be a little fun and informative. Isn't that what ufology is supposed to be about? Yes, it is. So here, I'm going to read you the description. This is the show. Join Rich G and Mr. E tonight as they compare ghost hunters versus ghost adventures, scariest movies of old versus scary movies of today. Oh, that's right. I forgot all about that. And if you guys want to call in, you can call in. Don't be afraid. Listeners are very encouraged to call in. That's what I wrote it down. And then at the end of the show, for the last 30 minutes, I'd like to play the IQ test with the listener. So if somebody would like to call in around that time, I'll let you know. Will you pass or fail? Call in to play. Tell us what you think. 646-652-4981. And I'm here with Mr. E. What's up, Chief?
Hey, it's Sunday, and I'm here.
Hey, man. What's going on, man?
Sunday rhymes with fun day.
That's why we're on, and 8 is great, and that's the time we come on. You know what's great? We're live, man. This is the first official new show on Sunday since the 5-week absence, and I got to tell you, I kind of feel like it's the first show. I'm all edgy. Maybe it's the five-hour energy drink, but I'm a little like I'm still laughing at the potato head and I can't even talk about it. It's so funny. Before the show, E and I were talking, and I go, hey, we got to come up with some questions for this IQ test, man. I'm running out of ideas. I don't know how we got on it. How did we get on it? You go, what did you say about that?
We weren't talking about the IQ test anymore. We were talking about horror movies,
and
I said that I haven't really gone out to the theater and really watched any movies other than special effects driven ones. And I said it's been like that ever since like Jurassic Park and Mask came out. And I said I don't mean the Mask with Cher and Carrot Top in it. We started talking about his face in the movie Mask.
And what did I come up with? Potato puss? What was it?
Potato shaped head.
No, the kidney kid. The kidney kid.
The kidney face.
I call him potato puss. I love that Carrot Top. Because that's Carrot Top, man. And if you look at Carrot Top, it totally looks like him.
Of course, it was actually Eric Schultz, but totally Carrot Top.
Oh, my God, that is the best one. I haven't laughed that hard since the last time we did a show.
You know how Carrot Top always comes out with his props, too.
You know what? He's not bad. I kind of like him. I don't know. I like him. It's like watching very strange person. Like, he's like an alien, you know? I guess that's why
he
you mentioned
kind of like an
him.
Alien.
He is out.
He's got that same... Well, no, wait. Now I'm back to talking about Mask again. Are we talking about Carrot Top or Mask?
Sure.
Because I was going to say that the Mask Carrot Top has the same pelvis face that what's her name has. I forgot her name now. You always
Cher?
No, the one Sylvia Brown, the other pelvis face.
Oh, she does. Right. What are you bastards making fun of me for? Sylvia hasn't been around for a while. we both went. Well, I'd like to welcome the five people in the chat room here at Dark Radio Drop Dead, Jamie, and Paranormal 57. Hey, I was on Blog Talk Radio last night perusing the channels, and I always run into Anthea. Everywhere you go, she's there. And I don't know. It just seems like there isn't a lot of people, or there aren't a lot of people on Blog Talk Radio lately, at least this weekend. Is it because of the football? You think it's the football? Is it the football?
Well, I think that there's a shitload of people on BTR. They're just not hanging in the paranormal category. I mean, the comedy section alone has like 1,500 hosts.
Oh,
and I think
like three, almost, wow.
Yeah, paranormal, I think the paranormal category of BTR is at 600, which, by the way, is props to you, Rich, because that makes it, of course, even harder to maintain a first-page position. Now, you said that's you said earlier at the beginning of the show that you mentioned last week's broadcast. I forgot that was just a holy shit, the channel's back on the air, let's do a show right now, and it was just a quick throw-together show, and by the way, I think that show hit the first page and worked its way about halfway up, didn't it?
Yeah, it's about 12 down from the top or something like that, but I predict we'll be number one. I predict for sure.
Yeah,
there's no doubting that.
It's safe to say that by, like, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, that that this show tonight will be in the number one position.
I'm not thinking it's going to happen this show. I think it's going to happen in a couple of weeks, especially with what I have planned and who's coming on. There's no way we won't be. So, yeah, it's very exciting. I'm very excited.
Guest shows, they don't pull the numbers like a random funny show.
No, you're wrong. Yeah, you said that about your show, but that's the opposite. I get double, triple the amount of downloads and listeners anytime there's a guest on. And I can prove it.
who are we getting in next week? Stanton, Moulton,
Howe? No.
Oh.
do we cheat him in Howe? No. I'm not telling. This show, you're never going to know until the day of who's going to be on the show as a guest.
I like that.
And I like it, too, and I didn't like it. I used to hate that. I'm like, no, we got to let people get prepared. Well, what do you think they were doing? They were preparing to steal the guests and put them on before me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why couldn't I book them? Well, I guess they just whipped up a show whenever they wanted. I like to stay consistent.
You know, there is a rumor floating around that if you get a hold of somebody's future potential guest list, that all those guests will appear on your show.
Wait, what?
I've heard through the grapevine that if you know somebody that has a list of all the guests that they want to have on, and you get a hold of that list, that all of those celebrity guests will come appear on your show. I heard that.
I don't know what you mean. I understand what you said, but what am I not catching? Are you saying that I'm stealing other people's guests?
I'm saying that if I had a list, like say I said, I would say, hey, in 2 months, I want to have all these guests on my show, and I had a literal list, and then you got a hold of that list, then, of course, they would appear on your show instead of mine.
Oh, right. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you think
that's,
that? Why
that's
would
how celebrities
up?
Think. The celebrities just think about whoever has a list of their name on it. Oh, where's that Bigfoot falling into a well sound when you need it?
I was just enjoying the conversation. I don't know where Bigfoot is. Oh, he's around here somewhere.
Is the entire African American community listed in the icons as far as listeners on your show? Did you see that? It's like four rows.
No.
Who are these people?
That happens all the time. When you go on to other shows, the entire African community.
Look at it.
I know. I see it.
I mean, I don't know why that's so funny, but it's true. I mean, look at it. It's like, you
know. I don't know. It's funny because they disappear and then they're gone. It's not even real. That's the whole thing. It's false advertising. It makes it look like you got a lot of – what they're trying to do is make it look like a lot of people are listening.
Hey, this week I was coined a white-hating homo on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, from a fan of mine.
Yeah.
Hey,
Mr. E, I don't like him. Your show's so much better. He's such a anti-white homosexual.
What is that? Anti-white?
I don't know.
You're more white.
I think they simply just ran out of shit to say about me.
You're more pro-white than snow.
I'm pro nothing, man.
I know. I'm just
pro don't be a douchebag.
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. Hey, that's pretty good, man. Yeah, I'll try that. All right, so, you know, I've been talking about these shows for a while. The Ghost Hunters and the Ghost Adventures. And, you know, every now and then I'll touch on one of the shows and I'll say, yeah, I wish they would have done it differently and I like this show better. So what I want to do tonight is compare Ghost Hunters to Ghost Adventures. All right, here, this was going to be on the test. Okay, E, and for anybody listening, play along. Who are the two main people, name two right now, of Ghost Hunters? Who are the main two? And don't cheat. Don't go looking on the Internet.
I don't know. I don't know about Ghost Hunters.
I'll give you a hint. Jason and Grant.
Okay.
They're on Ghost Hunters. Now, who are all three members of Ghost Adventures?
Okay, Ghost Adventures, that's the one on the Travel Channel.
Friday nights.
Yes, these three guys go out. There's two investigators and one guy that handles the equipment. The equipment guy is Aaron Goodwin. He's the bald guy with the goatee. And then Nick Groff is like a sidekick that's always always filming and whatever. And oh, he's also the one that's always holding out the audio recorder for their EVPs.
Yes, he's holding the recorder and the parabolic dish every now and then.
Yes. And then Zach Bagans, Bagans is like the leader. He's like the buff dude with the that wears his kids' T-shirts. you know what I mean? Because it's so tight.
He's got carrot top syndrome.
I know, and what's with the emo hair? It's so black, it's blue.
He was in a reverse wind tunnel tested hairdo center.
I guess.
You know what? He has great hair. It's just he doesn't make it look good. He ruins it. And you said it was so black, it's purple.
It is. It's like fresh. I'm surprised you don't see that little I just dyed my hair ring around his forehead, right? You know, like he dyed it the night before his shows are shot.
You know, he's a nice guy, man. Let's give the guy a lot of credit because you know what? That's one of the comparisons I want to make right now is that the way they do their investigation, being, you know, he may be a little narcissistic and trying to be an actor on a ghost hunting show. But the thing is, they know how to bring out the evidence, dude. They antagonize these ghosts, and they live in the moment. Where ghost hunters, they go there to help people and to make them understand the ghosts, and they try to debunk everything.
Uh-huh.
And they come up with less evidence. And I think, what do you like? What do you prefer? Do you like the ghost hunter's way of being extremely scientific and very proper and no swearing? Or do you like going after the ghosts and trying to raise them from the dead?
The ghost hunters is too populated, first of all. I mean, like three of those TAPS vans pulls up, and they all outload, and it just seems like the ghost adventurers, what they lock them, like if there's a haunted mansion or something, these guys will lock themselves in that mansion overnight. And I don't know, I guess I like the ghost adventurers much better. It's a no-brainer for me.
It is an adventure. And
they do taunt the entities, though. Now, here's the one thing about the ghost adventures that kind of bugs me, is that they find something everywhere they go. And secondly, all of their EVPs have the same exact voice.
No, they don't.
They kind of do.
You know, now you got me wondering. Jesus, man, I didn't think of that.
Yeah,
no,
every single place they go, they get an apparition on camera, or they'll have flat out full on conversations with these EVPs. did you want a candy bar? Let me leave you a candy bar. Kalmec, huh? Okay, I'm going to put this candy bar down here on this cinder block, and we'll set the motion detectors up and the infrared night vision still camera, and. And so what do you think about the economy today? Kill Nick.
What are you saying? Are you saying that they're faking some of their evidence for ratings?
I would not be a bit surprised.
I'll have to tell you, you're right. They get something everywhere they go. Ghost Hunters doesn't. Ghost Hunters will do a whole show. No evidence. What do you mean no evidence? We didn't catch anything. They'll listen to the tapes again, and they'll make them listen to it again, and they still won't get anything. So are they analyzing their videos better, or are they really catching more evidence because of the taunting?
Well,
if you've got a crew
of people working on a show, for instance, and only one of them somehow secretly pulls off a hoax, that might hoax not only – it doesn't make the whole show a hoax because – actually, everyone else involved with the show might be really believing in this, and it might be hoaxed by one person.
Right. Well, I have to tell you, when you have a film crew and more lights and more ways for those apparitions to absorb into the energy, maybe they don't show up as much because there's too much equipment in one area. Because with Zach and Nick and, you know, the Ghost Adventures team, it's just those three guys. So maybe there's less energy going around that can get distracted or mistaken for something else. Did you just hear that?
Kill
Did you hear
Rich.
That?
No,
I swear to God. I just heard somebody say, hello, like a big whisper in my ear because I got the headphones on. I can hear everything. I'm telling you, I know what I heard. That was, hey, just like that night when I had the EVPs, man.
Yep.
You remember. You don't believe me. Dude, you were there, unless you faked it and you never told me.
Now, how can I fake it?
I ran the fuck upstairs and just refused to come down for a minute. It was just really strange, and I'm hearing him.
Wow. That was real. You want to know something weird tonight? The volume on Blog Talk Radio is three times the normal volume. So I had that up from the last time at 400%. This was a baby I caught crying.
That's so realistic.
I hit the wrong one.
He must be a new ghost.
I don't know where. I think I deleted him. Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe when you have too many people in a room, it makes the energy scatter more, and then you won't catch anything. I don't know. Yeah, ghost hunters, now they're – we don't know. We know what they do for a real living, right? Isn't that they work for Roto-Rooter?
I was going to say, I think I remember something about where they morphed the picture of a Roto-Rooter van into their Black Taps van.
That's right. They do, and it does the little, like, shutter. You know, it, like, it blinks before it goes there. Shows you morphing. Yeah, that is them. And I don't even know what Zach does or those other guys, Ghost Adventures. Do you know what they do for a living? Did you find anything out? What do you know? What'd you find out?
Well, I don't know. I think that there's a lot more douchebaggery associated with Ghost Adventurers. Like when they act that Gettysburg one where they acted out the war, you know,
yeah.
To get in the mood of things. And
yes.
It's like they just in one instance where a guy hops out behind a bush, aims his musket, shoots the other guy, and another guy runs out and he hits him with the rifle butt. There's like 20 different camera angles used, including close-ups. And I know in being in production that to get that little 15-second clip, they probably had to do 25 shoots and three remake-ups. And maybe the guy's T-shirt stretched out a little bit, so they had to have him put a new one on. And all that, you know. But they try to play it off like they were trying to be in the moment to feel like what a soldier at Gettysburg was going through.
Right. They were doing the reenactment to get a feel for what they felt so they could actually experience and understand what the ghosts went through.
Right.
How many people died? Was it 40,000 people died there? I talked about it Tuesday, I think.
Gettysburg? I don't know. I don't want to throw a number out because I don't want to be wrong about it. I'm not sure. I know it's a lot.
Yeah, I think it was 44,000 or 4,400. It was around the fours. There's a couple of fours in there. But I do like the way ghost hunters try to explain things to their guests or the people who hired them to come out there. And then they always look like, you know, so excited, and they're all like, but, you know, how many times do you think they shoot those when they're doing those reveals on the ghost hunters? Now we're going to reveal the footage, and they go, it only takes 5 minutes to reveal the footage. So how long do you think it actually takes them to film that thing? About an hour? 2 hours? To go through
all
the reviews and everything?
All day.
So I'm getting a weird clicking, and I'm very distracted right now. Do you hear that?
Huh?
Like it sounds like orca. You know, like a sonic, like a orca. There it goes.
I hear nothing.
Wow. I'm telling you, every time I use Skype, I get, there's the whisper again. I get strange things going through here, and I hear other people talking. Are you using Skype?
No. I always use a connected, lined landline to call BTR.
So you're saying ghost hunters and ghost adventures, both hoax shit.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that it would not surprise me if 10 years down the road, those three guys that did the Ghost Adventurer show come out talking about how, you know, they recorded all the EVPs and whatever, and you know.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think this is their whole future right here. 10 years from now, they're going to be known. They're going to have, you know, this is going to be their job, going from house to house, making, you know, however much money they want to charge. What do you charge for a ghost hunt? Does anybody know? Have you ever heard what it costs to have somebody come out and do a ghost hunt?
These guys seem, on Ghost Adventures, it seems, you know, not real high budget. You know, of course, cameras are very, very inexpensive.
No, I'm not talking about making the show. I'm talking about I want them to come to my house. What would they charge me? What does a real ghost hunter charge?
So
let's say you look in the ads, in the want ads or whatever, and you see, hire Rich Giordano. He'll, you know, get rid of the demons in your house. What do I charge that guy? Do I charge him at the end? Or do I charge him before? Do I do half now, half later if I get rid of the entity? What do you charge?
Well, I didn't
Nobody
know that they actually charge for that.
Well, psychics are charging. Psychics charge $300 for a reading. I'm screaming. I don't know why I'm screaming.
Yeah.
Psychics charge $300 for a reading.
Well, yeah, but that's because there's a fucking retard that'll pay it on every corner. I would imagine that these ghost hunters people probably have to get outside sponsorship, and that's how they get their money, not from the actual victims calling.
Well, I know. Okay, see, I don't want to get you to think that all I'm thinking about is the TV shows, because the TV shows is separate. I'm talking about the other ghost hunters, the people that are out there that, you know, do this shit on the side. Like, because I really want, I'm considering getting my own ghost hunting team together and going around and, you know, making a living that way. I don't understand why that's funny.
I'm just picturing if I was to call my local Ghostbusters, what kind of fucking jackass would show up at my house, and would I want them there?
But think of the people, though. The people who call these people are jackasses anyway.
Can you imagine some sinister dude with, like, a beard and a robe showing up and all, I've come to cleanse your dwelling.
Yeah, like a guru or something. That would be so weird. Yeah, because that's what they are, really. They are. They know everything. They see everything and know. I don't understand how they do it, but they're good. You know, I'm trying to get in touch with my, is it shaman or is it chakra? I think I'm trying to get in touch with my chakra.
Yeah. But, yeah, you have to use spiritual enlightenment means to get in touch with your chakra. You just need your telephone to get in touch with your shaman.
Shaman. Hey, okay. Oh, you know what? On the Ghost Adventures, now it's happened twice. Zach was semi-possessed, and Nick was possessed. Did you see that, any of those episodes?
No, I watched four of the episodes and a bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff, but I never saw them get possessed.
Yeah, and you know what? You can tell when people are acting. You know, when they fake it and shit like that, you could always tell. These guys, I couldn't really tell. It was very realistic what happened to them. Zach was actually possessed by a girl, a little girl, and he starts singing. And he's like, Gossier. And he's singing the song. He said he didn't even remember doing it. And then he sat in a chair, and he made Nick go get him the flower that he brought for her.
Oh, my
he's
God.
Like, so Nick ran all the way downstairs to get the flower out of this little nook that he put it in, and he brings it up to him, her, possessed, and he's like, dude, what's the matter with you? And he goes, what are you talking about? And then he turns his head to the side, you know, like a dog does when he hears a high squeal. Yeah, he tilts his head, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, dude, why are you smiling? He goes, what's wrong? And then he started walking very feminine, you know what I mean?
Well, I was just going to say, are you sure he didn't slip into his fitness gym locker room persona?
He might have.
It's a guy kind of, you know, I mean, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. You don't have to say it. I know exactly what you mean. Dude, I've been going to gyms for 22 years. I am that guy.
Look how I hold my towel. No hands.
It's a ghost. It's floating.
I'm magic. look at my handkerchief.
Did you ever see a guy with three legs? Oh!
Hey, look, there's no string. Look, watch me put a hoop around it. See?
And he can make it go up and down by squeezing his butt cheeks. Oh, my God, my head's going to explode. Welcome to the AZ UFO show. Hey, as soon as this football game's over, we're going to get some action in here.
Yeah.
I'd like to welcome 72 people that are not here tonight. I think it's football on Sunday night, dude. Might have to change the time, maybe do Saturday night.
I just looked down, you have one listener in the little icons down below now. Africa left. Now you got some girl in the skirt.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's leaving. That's good. Good. We don't need you. Oh, man. I can't stop laughing. You think people are boycotting the show?
No.
We made it to page one.
Yep.
Very happy. I don't know. I think people are just scared to come back to the live action right now. That's what it is. Yeah. Hey, now, you know, now that we've compared the two, I'll tell you, the scary movies of old versus the scary movies of now, there's no comparison. I think the ones today suck. And I don't know if it's because we've run out of things to do and everything's been done already.
It's because of special effects. They had to rely on more natural, scary acting and script work before all the special effects. So, therefore, the old classics like Friday the 13th and Halloween and Rosemary's Baby and these were far, far more scarier than Jennifer's Body I don't even know what the new ones are. I know Jennifer's Body.
They got Saw. They got Destination True. What is that? Final Destination.
Right.
You've seen those. Yeah,
well,
we've
got scary movies and you got slashers. They're two separate. Sometimes they overlap, but
that's true.
Scary movies are, of course, the ones that scare the shit out of you while you're watching it. And then, of course, slasher movies are just where you want to see people get chopped up.
Well, then The Sixth Sense, I mean, that wasn't scary. That was just cool. I wasn't scared by that.
Right.
I don't know. There are no scary movies. Maybe because we're
too
old.
What would be a scary movie that wasn't a slasher? A famous one, like Poltergeist. Poltergeist was kind of scary, I guess. Not really, though.
No, it was entertaining is what it was.
Yeah.
It was cool. Special effects were cool back then. Wow, dude, I don't know, man. But Halloween's right around the corner.
The Exorcism of Emily Rose, that was a good one. That was scary.
Then they came out with the other one, which I didn't mind it. The one where the guy was videotaping his girl, Paranormal Activity.
A lot
of people didn't like it. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Now that I may watch it later on to scare myself to sleep. I don't know, I kind of liked it.
Jaws was a scary movie.
Actually, Jaws was the most suspenseful movie and scary movie I think I've ever seen, besides The Exorcist. The Exorcist is the all-time scary movie for me. Would you get a call from the devil?
Are you talking about me?
I can't believe we got an hour and a half left.
I know. I love you, .. Uh-oh. I didn't get that text out.
Thanks. Appreciate
Someone
that.
Someone doesn't know I'm on the air.
All right, we'll wait for you. Go ahead.
Love you. .. On the air. Will call after. Kisses. There we go. I'm done. Hey, that was fancy music. Jaws did scare the shit out of me. And that goes back to what I was saying. The mechanical shark in the movie Jaws didn't work right.
And
as a result of that, they were forced to make that movie with no fucking shark.
And
that's what made when the shark showed up, that's what made it more scary. That and just simply that dun dun that John Williams dun 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 that made
scary?
It scary too. Huh?
The ocean is the most unexplored place that we know of. It's so scary. Nobody knows what's under there. Anything can come get you. That's what's great. Oh, and Roy Schreider was in that. Remember him? What else was he in besides Blue Thunder?
I think he was in anything that needed an extremely over-tan man with white teeth.
That reminds me of one of those actors back in the day. I can't think of his name. He played Dracula. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, with the mole.
The guy who was always... Darth Maul?
No, the guy with the mole on his cheek.
God, yeah.
He's still around, just as tan.
I know. Well, that's an interesting point. See, they just can't make movies that are scary. Now, in my mind, don't you feel this way too, is that you could make a great freaking scary movie? Don't you feel that way?
Oh, hell yeah.
then what are we doing? Why don't we do it? How come these scripts aren't out there? You think we're the only two schmucks that think we could do this? Who approves these scripts? They're terrible.
The Ring. The Ring was kind of scary.
Okay. Now we're talking. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
The Ring was good. What was the one where that's the one where they had to watch the video? 7 days they died later?
Yeah. And then there was that other one
that came out around the
same time. What was that? That was the one with the contorted Asian mom and little boy. They
hear
him crab walking down
the
stairs.
We didn't hear a word you said. You
really?
Cut out.
Am I back?
Failure.
Was that a sound clip?
You fail.
What was the other one? The
failure.
The Grudge. The Grudge. That was the other one.
Oh, The Grudge. That's what I'm saying. Is that the one where they had to watch the tape? 7 days later, they died.
No. The Ring was the tape one. The Grudge was the one with the blue faced contorted Asian woman with her little Asian boy that was haunting the house or whatever.
And with Halloween coming up, we're going to see a plethora of movies that are going to make us say, are we alone? And what's in this hole, E?
Well, hey, Bill Burns, it's nice to have you on the show, and thanks for not having a big sticky piece of taffy in your mouth while you call.
You guys are making me laugh. I was down in Albuquerque, New Mexico, looking for a hole in the ground. It's not easy to do Bill Burns on a... Here, let me put this penny in my mouth. Can you hear it?
Got a Jolly Rancher there, do you?
Now, here we are. We're looking for the Dukenschneider. Oh, ew, it's a copper penny in my mouth. It made that feeling.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's when you... Oh, I was going to make a period joke, but I'm not going to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of copper in periods.
Yeah.
A lot of copper.
Yeah. I've tasted a penny before.
Oh, yeah. I haven't tasted a penny in years. Years. And if I ate a penny, it's hard to stop. It's very
Bill Burns, is it true that the Ludens Corporation is now your corporate sponsor?
Ludens is a very, as a matter of fact, I'm sucking on Ludens right now. Ludens has an assortment of flavors that have different colors and shapes, and they could also have the shape of a tablet. And we've seen, I did it again. Oh, God, it hurts. You know when
you ever notice when you leave your pack of Ludens on your dashboard too long, they kind of form one big cluster?
And they're very hard to pull apart. And forget about it if you leave it in your pocket and it picks up all the lint. Oh, and then your wife asks you for a Luden mint and you give her a Ludens and it's got lint all over it? It's called the Luden lint ball.
With
I've got
around,
more lint and ash
what is
in
Ricola
my pocket.
Thinking? I mean,
what?
Ricola, that's like putting like a chemical in your mouth.
Oh, a Ricola?
Yeah, I can't stand them.
Yeah. You know what I don't like? Mentos.
Mentos?
Mentos, no. The best gum is Orbitz. Orbitz gum. I know, it's not a candy. I'm going on gum. All right, let's get back on track, Mister. I get everybody off track. I'm just
hey,
kidding.
I was going to bring us back around by saying that Zach Baggins looks like his hairstyle's right out of a Mentos commercial.
Yeah, Baggins. You don't want to say Baggins.
Oh, is it Baggins?
I think Zach wants to be an actor, and that's what I was saying last week. When they did 30 minutes reenacting, and then they get all those money shots, you know, and they're going around getting close-ups and all the stills, and people are dying. He's all about the money. You think?
It could be.
What is your problem?
He could be working his way up to a better show. I don't know. I think they're on a roll, though. They're good for now.
I love Ghost Adventures. And if we can't think of any more scary movies, the scary movies of old versus the scary... I thought maybe we could talk a little more and get in on that, but I don't know. There's not much to go on.
Oh, wait, it was the scary movies of old versus scary movies of new? Is that what the thing is?
Yeah, which ones were better? Which ones do you like better and why? Like, I love the Halloween movies with Michael Myers, the first and
absolutely.
The second one. That music, too. Dun, 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 dun.
Uh-huh.
Yep, and the maracas join in. And then you knew Michael was coming around. Because it'd get faster.
Uh-huh.
Well, how about Jason? Friday the 13th.
Now, the first Friday the 13th was scary, and the second one was lost a lot, and then none of them were scary after that.
Right. It was all about slashing.
Yeah. And Michael Myers is awesome. There's that one Halloween where it didn't have Michael Myers in it. It had those silver shamrock Halloween masks that turned into bugs.
That was
and
Halloween. Halloween 3 in 3D.
Yep, Halloween 3D.
I saw it in 3D.
The third movies were always in 3D that year.
Yeah, just like last year here with us now. It took 30 years for them to come back to do 3D movies.
Yep. Jaws 3D. Friday the 13th 3D. Halloween 3D.
Go ahead, dude.
I don't remember
what
the last
else?
Movie that scared the shit out of me. What's the last movie that scared the shit out of you?
The last movie nothing really scared anything out of me except for I have to tell you, the first two movies that come to mind, the first one is, I already mentioned it, The Exorcist of all time. And then, I don't know if you all remember, The Omen had a scary tone to it, but it didn't fill me up like The Exorcist. But I still liked it. I liked The Omen with Damien. And that was pretty fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's my friend. And that was done in the early 80s, and it was pretty unbelievable. Wasn't that a miniseries, The Omen? Oh, no. What was on TV that was a miniseries that was scary?
Yeah, there was something about that. There was an Omen type of TV show, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. Now we're getting
it,
into territory. Huh?
I don't remember it, though. The original
remember,
Omen was definitely
scary. Oh, I almost had it. There was a movie that was on for like two nights. Remember, it was a Sunday and Monday special. And everybody was watching it. There was like 30 million viewers.
Dude.
You remember?
Uh-uh. The Shining. Ultimately scary.
Oh, yeah. Dude, good one. Oh, Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. Let's go back one. The Shining.
I was trying to think of a Margot Kidder joke as soon as you said Amityville.
But I did not like The Shining. I thought, even when I saw it, when it first came out, my parents took me, and when that lady got out of the bathtub with her, now retro bush, my mom's trying to cover up my eyes and shit, I never once thought that movie was scary at all. Nope. Never. The Shining bored the hell out of me, and it still does to this day.
You must not have read the book before the movie.
I don't read.
Oh.
I hate reading. It gives me migraines. I never did my book reports, and everything I did was show and tell. I'm Bill Burns. Bill Burns does the head tilt all the time, if you haven't noticed.
Does he?
Yep, he's a tilter. What are you doing over there, E? I feel like I'm losing you.
No, I was trying to think of any scary movies that were alien-type movies, other than, of course, the Alien, the movie Alien.
Oh, Alien. Alien, yeah. The first one was scary.
Oh, hell yeah.
That movie, okay, you know what? That would be number two on my list. Suspenseful, scary shit movies.
Yes,
that was awesome.
The original Alien, yep. with, of course, Sigourney Weaver and her thin lips, thick neck, and narrow hips.
But I always thought she was an ugly man.
She is a fella.
I don't like him, her.
I don't either.
I don't think she's attractive at all.
Dude, when Avatar came out, I did a special Avatar show, and Dougie Slap was going on and on and on about how hot
yes
she is and how she looks better now than ever, and I'm like, oh my God, she looks like a fucking drill sergeant.
You know that was makeup, right? Special effects?
No, I thought she was a little attractive as the Avatar. I'm talking about when she was not an Avatar.
You know, you're very, very funny, because I thought she was more attractive as the Avatar.
That's what I'm saying. I was definitely more attractive as an Avatar.
And
definitely.
I was very hot. I wanted to do that female Avatar creature.
Well, and they fit her because the Avatars had that neck that started out head width and almost went all the way to shoulder width by the time it got to the bottom, just like Sigourney Weaver.
Yes. Very, very. I was in love with that girl. I am in love
God,
with her.
The scene at the end of Alien where she strips down, that was one of the only scenes where I've ever been like, no, my God, leave it on.
I'm not going to disagree with you there, man. Because, you know, they show that movie once a year, I'll see it, and I'm like, you know, it's still not attractive.
No.
Yeah.
They show
no
a close-up of her panties right there where she's like, she leans up against the wall real quick and shows her panties, and right when her right underneath the elastic part of her panties, her muff makes the panties stick out like 2 inches. I'm thinking, geez, Rapunzel. God,
it looks like Brilla. It looks like she put... Sorry, I thought you were. She put a Brillo pad down. Nobody, they didn't start grooming those things until now, like 5-10 years ago, I think. Oh, boy, what are we talking about?
The hell
are we talking?
Jamie Murray in the chat room says 28 Days Later freaked her out. Yes, that was one of the first zombie movies that I ever saw where they haul ass. Usually zombies would drag 1 foot, and all you had to do is walk them off to get away from them. But they freaking hauled ass in 28 Days Later. It's
very good one, Jamie. Yeah. I forgot about that. See, there's more out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just reach in our pockets and grab them. What else is out there?
There was a George C. Scott movie called The Changeling about a ghost child that was very scary at times.
The Changeling. Oh, right. Totally remember that. I want to watch that now.
Mm-hmm.
That's been like 20-something years, dude. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, and how about The Gates of Hell? Huh?
I don't remember that movie.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. How about Mel's Hole? Huh?
Ah!
Mel's Hole.
I don't mean
I have
to be
make
a stickler here or anything, but to me it just kind of looks like a hole.
I don't want to, and the Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventures.
UFO Hunters. But that mysterious hole in the desert where they had that fence around it with a single strand of barbed wire.
It went right over the top. It was like a comb over.
And then, like, the posts that were holding up that single strand of chicken wire were kind of like, it all fallen over.
Well, because they thought the crash was there, the UFO crash there. And Bill goes, this is the hole that probably goes down to infinity or the center of the earth, whichever one's first. And we're going to look inside. Pat, get in there, will you? So Pat gets down in there, and what did he say? He goes, looks just like a hole. I don't want to burst anyone's bubble, but it looks like it's just an ordinary hole.
The hole's got 2x4s that are, like, embedded into the dirt from, like, 10 years ago. Yeah, that was a story where there was a UFO that hit a small plane, and they were actually at the site where they were finding plane debris, and then there was that hole that had, like, a charred area around it. And some military people have come forward, I guess, and said that there was... an operation that went on out there that did involve explosives or something?
Well, what they did, they burned the evidence in that hole is what they said.
Yeah.
So they poured everything in there. That's what the containers were. And they let those things burn until all the gas went out of them or whatever. So they threw everything in
that
hole.
He says, "Look, I can see China."
How come everybody's upside down? Hey! Oh, it's Harry Carey, everybody. Oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. I'm going to introduce myself. Hey!
Yay!
I can't help it. Hey, you know what? Are you there?
Yep.
What do you think it is?
What do I think what is?
What do you think's going on?
Well, I don't know. Paranormal fun and sexy comic banter by you and me.
If anybody wants to call in, they can. 646-652-4981. Let's just have some fun. I don't know. I'm not feeling it. Not a lot
You're
of people in the... Yeah, of course. I'm
well, we have
it.
To have someone call
good.
In
this
to do the UFO IQ test, right? Didn't you do
that's it in 30 minutes? Yeah, that's
okay.
In 40 minutes. I want if somebody wants to, they don't have to. Well, you and I can just do it. We don't need them.
Yeah,
we could just do it. I could just test you, or maybe just throw some ideas back and forth and talk to you people in the chat room, all five of you. I'm a little disturbed right now. We had more people on the Tuesday show that we planned in 1 minute than we did on this show.
The Thing was slightly scary.
Oh,
Kurt
The
Russell.
Thing was great. Yes.
Yeah.
What year did that come out?
Oh, I don't know. I would guess 83.
I'm going to say 82.
No?
Yeah, a lot of good movies. So this Halloween's coming up, guys, in about 32 days or something, 35 days. I don't really do much on Halloween, but this year, I'm going to do it upright. I'm going to be an alien. I'm going to dress up, and I'm going to freak the hell out of these kids. And I'm going to be the alien.
Nice.
You know, I was going all over UFO Casebook before we get to this next segment of the show. And, you know, there's, I don't know, bro. People are just posting balloons and shit. I'm so tired of seeing all this stuff. It's just the same old shigamaru. You know what I think's happening? I think YouTube and all the people who think every little dot in the sky is a UFO, they watered it down so much that I just can't believe anything I see anymore, and I still can't believe what I'm seeing. People are still believing that these white dots in the sky are UFOs. They will fight you tooth and nail. They will kill you if you go against them. Yet... Like, okay, you know Jose Escamilla, right? Do you know who that is?
Uh-uh.
Have you ever heard of him? Jose
uh-uh.
Escamilla is a guy who claimed that the UFO rods are real. Do you know what the rods are?
Yes, God? Okay. Yeah, right.
That's Jose Escamilla. Mm. Well, this guy made some films and everything, but those rods are nothing but insects. They're nothing. Insects out of focus, and it's been proven and debunked a million times over. Yet, this guy still goes out there, and people think he's credible just because he made two documentaries. The guy's a total fraud. And right now there's some new information on the Internet about this guy. And I have a personal hatred for this guy because he stole $30 from me back in 2004. He says he's making the movie, which is the greatest story ever denied. He made that documentary. And he asked me to be a part of it. So he goes, why don't I give you my address, you overnight your VHS tape at the time, and I'm kidding, it was a DVD. So I sent him this DVD, and I edited it up. It took me 12 hours to put together a whole minute worth of shit, and I overnighted it to him. And he goes, you know what, I'm coming out to Phoenix in 3 days. I'll get your DVD tomorrow, and we'll go out to the bars. We'll go to the titty bar. I'll buy you a few drinks, a few dances. I'm like, wow, babe. I told my wife at the time, do you care if I go out with this guy to the titty bar? She's like, go ahead, have fun. Well, he didn't show up. He didn't answer my calls. I said, hey, did you get the DVD? He never got back. 2 weeks later, I get an email from him, and this is what he says, pretty much I'm paraphrasing. Who the F do you think you are? Do you have any idea how Hollywood works? He tells me. And I'll never forget that. You think that we can just put together a documentary in 2 weeks when you have time? So I emailed him back and said, what the fuck's your problem? You told me you were going to be out here in 2 days. You know, I want to make sure you got the DVD. I want to see if you liked it. I want to see if you were coming out. A month goes by. I said, hey, I hate to bug you, but I figured since I did send you the DVD, I figured you were going to call me. And you know what, Rich? Go fuck yourself, he tells me. Go F off. I still have the email.
This is the Rod guy?
Yes, it's Jose Escamilla. So I said, well, I want my money back, and I'm not going to stop until you – and I'm going to email you, and I'm going, this is before I had the radio show. I had the website. So now I'm putting stuff on the Internet about him stealing my money. So he calls me up. He's drunk, and he's like, hey, man, we got off to the wrong foot. I'm going to be out in Phoenix tomorrow night. I'll bring you your $30 and drinks. I said, all right, cool, whatever. Maybe he's not a dick. I'll give the guy a chance. Back then, I didn't fight with anybody. Fuck, and what do you think happens? He doesn't show up. He doesn't call. Another 3 weeks go by, and I never got my money. And then he made that stupid Rod thing, and I'm like, this guy's the biggest dick ever. And then I see all these new comments all over YouTube how he's still bad-mouthing people and debunkers, and I will block any debunker. You have no proof. You know who he promotes? He promotes Alison Krauss. You know who that is? That's one of the biggest hoaxers, one of them, on the Internet. She baby talks her UFOs. Oh, hi. Are you coming over to say hi to me? Oh, you're so pretty. You're a pretty little orb, aren't you?
Thank you for choosing me.
Right. I'm special. I'm Alison Krauss with a K. Don't confuse me with Tom Krauss. You know what? I want to do a show on Scientology. Have we ever done one?
No, but that would be fun.
I know. Let's do that sometime.
Sure.
You know, maybe we can do it in the next show or something. I think I've done a show on Scientology before, but it was 2 years ago.
I think we tried to do one together, and we just ended up making fun of Tom Krauss the whole time.
Oh, yeah. That was you. No, that was a year ago then.
Jamie Murray just put in the chat room about the original rendition of the Invasion of the Body Snatchers from the 70s.
What a great movie.
Yes.
Who was the main guy? Who was the main guy in that movie? Dead now, though. He's dead now.
Donald Sutherland's dead?
Didn't he?
I don't know.
He's not. You know who's still alive? Abe Vigoda.
His son Kiefer? Oh, who?
Abe Vigoda.
Is Abe Vigoda still alive?
Yes, he was in a Doritos commercial. Or no, Snickers commercial.
That's Fish from, he had a show named Fish, but then he was Barney Miller. Fish from
Hey,
Barney
guess
Miller.
What? It's a Metallica minute.
Thank you. did. We made it. We made it. We made it. We made it. Okay, it's August 8th, 2013, and right now I am in Fresno, California, so you know what that means. Yes, it's true. I'm here to meet Robert, a.k.a. UFO Kid on YouTube, and Dr. Jack Ripper on YouTube in 2008. That's how you know him as. And right now I am about to align myself. If those of you don't know how this bubble works, I'm in a little bubble. It's pretty much fit for like three people. And I walk with it. Things pass by me. Nobody sees me. They walk right through it and they're out. They don't know. They get a little dizzy and whatnot, disoriented, but they get back, you know, to their normal ways. And I don't know. That's just what they tell me. So anyway, he's going to walk into it. We have to align it so he walks right into it. Then we lock him in. So here he comes. Hold on.
Hey, man, where the hell am I? What is this?
Robert, it's Rich Giordano. Nice to meet you.
Who?
Rich Giordano from CNUFOs.com.
Who?
Rich Giordano, CNUFOs TV, the AZ UFO show.
Who?
All right, are you kidding me? Is this... what is wrong with you?
Man, I don't know who you are, man. I've never heard of no Rich Giordano. I don't even know who the hell I am, I have to be honest with you. Where the hell am I now? Get me out of this thing.
I can't do that. It's set on a timer. We'll disappear in a few minutes. Don't worry about it. I came 5 years from the past to talk to you. So let me ask you something.
What?
What happened? Why? It seems like your memory's gone. Are you okay?
I mean, I don't even know what the hell. I don't even know who I am, Robert.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been abducted by aliens?
Okay, man. Man, who the hell are you?
Like I said, Rich Giordano.
I don't know no Rich Giordano. I don't know anything you're talking about, man. All I know is that I am abducted. I am, right now, being abducted by you. Now, let me out of this bubble here. I gotta get the hell out of here.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I walk around, everything looks familiar to me. And then I get close to one house, and a lady starts screaming at me. And she goes, Robert, come home. And I'm thinking, what the hell does that mean? I don't know. From what I hear, I've been walking around these parts of town for the last 4.5 years.
Well, what do you think happened to you?
I told you I've been abducted by aliens.
You never said that to me. I said that to you.
Well, how did you know then?
Well, Robert, 5 years ago, you and I and a bunch of other people, we used to be on the internet arguing about your UFO videos. Are you telling me they're real? That actually really happened to you? Is that why your brain is messed up, or is it from all the drugs you did?
Oh, hey, hey! Man, I don't know who the hell you are. Can anybody hear me? Hello? Somebody help me. Help, ma'am. People just walking by. They don't see us. That is weird. Okay, I gotta go now.
Robert, don't walk out. You can't walk out. Anyway, you're gonna get hurt.
All right, man. What the hell do you want? If I can't go, why are you here?
I'm here to help you.
How are you gonna help me?
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna give you a little advice. Okay? Are you listening?
I'm listening. I ain't going anywhere, obviously, goddammit. Now tell me, what the hell is wrong? Why are you here?
Robert, I need you to stop threatening people. Something bad, something very bad happens to all of us when that happens. Don't do it. It's very bad.
I told you, I ain't threatening anybody. I never threatened nobody.
I have proof, Robert. And I'm just telling you, don't threaten anybody. It's not nice. Nobody threatened you. Nobody wants to threaten you. I'm just saying, you lost your mind. You don't even know where you are. Look at you. You're a wreck. So don't start the bullshit. If I'm coming to you from 5 years in the past and I'm here now, that means that was a very focal point in your life 5 years ago to why you're here now. You have to change something 5 years ago. So I'm telling you, better wise up. Now I'm out of here. And I'm not coming back. So you just remember that.
Hey, man, where are you going?
I'll see you later, Robert. Maybe sooner.
Hey, man, where are you going? Hey, man. Hey, that's my dick.
Give me my dick, man. Oh, man.
Took my dick. I didn't have much of one, but still took my dick. Oh, man.
Man. Dick.
Failure.
That was actually the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. And I didn't realize how bad that thing was. God, why did I play that?
I was wondering.
Dude, it's so
horrible.
Okay,
because,
I think
two or three of the people that left have already come back.
Good. I don't
I spoke with Robert Thorson on the phone this week for almost an hour. Yes,
wow.
I did. And to his credit, I have to say that he sounded more grounded and more normal than he ever has to me. So maybe he's either on or off a medication or something or other. But finally, of all the times that I've interviewed him, talked to him, or encountered him in the comments sections of YouTube videos, this was actually the sanest he's ever seemed. And this was, 3 days ago?
If you say so.
Yeah. I told him to call in tonight.
Nah, nobody calls in. I think people are just still a little cautious. Either that or they're still downloading it. Whatever. Doesn't have to be live.
Hello, caller, you're on the air. Oh, yeah, Todd Zepeto. Okay. Next caller, you're on the air.
Oh, am I on? Is this the AZ UFO show?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, who is this? Rich?
Yeah.
Hey, well, my name's Rich. I just wanted to see if you guys are going to go and talk about that IQ test yet. Are you guys going to do that?
I'm thinking we are going to do it. I'm hoping we are. God help us with that test.
Ha! Huh. Wow, that's so loud, isn't that?
Don't you hate it when your barking dog
spoils
the
brain?
Dude,
you gotta hold on. Hold on.
Blue is cover. Jamie Marie in the chat room saying, Thorsten is not sane. I didn't say he was sane. I said that he sounded the most sane of any time that I've talked to him. He was saying things to me like that he understands why when people look at his videos that they must think, you know, well, that's just an airplane and this guy's whack. And he said he actually regrets putting so many of those videos up and whatever. You know, it was interesting to talk to him. I had a separate motivation for calling him, a personal one, because of some stuff that's going on. But, After Dark saying, who's Thorsten? Thorsten, Robert Thorsten is a guy that Rich has been talking about for years. I first encountered Robert Thorsten on YouTube about a year and a half ago, and he's quite a character. His YouTube channels are King UFO Kid and UFO Attacks, and he's got a couple others, but those two are his main ones with his videos on it. You'll have to go check them out. Yeah. They're
entertaining.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say they're kind of fun. Just look for the ones with his face on them, though. Otherwise, you have to sift through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high altitude airplanes. And
come on, man, just say it. They doesn't, in my opinion, no matter what he thinks, no matter how nice I want to be to the guy, he still doesn't have any UFOs on tape.
Yeah, you'd think. Yeah, that would
no,
be
well,
that would. That would be the same conclusion I'd make.
And you know what? I'm comparing him to people that have real UFO videos. There's only a few out there. You know, and I do want to talk to you privately about somebody. Remember I told you that this person, I had some information, they were in my work database? Remember that? I told you that? I got the information of the... What?
I don't remember you mentioning a name, but I remember you mentioning that you thought somebody did that, yes. This was just today or yesterday, right?
Well, I can't mention the name on air, but I want to talk to you about that first. That person claims to be very credible, is not at all. And I want to talk to you about that some other time.
Okay.
Well, I'd love to talk about it now, but I don't know. You know who I'm talking about, right?
You might have to slip me a P-chat real quick on that one.
Phenobla.
Drop Dead Ed in the chat room is saying, didn't he call the police on Rich a while back? Shit, yeah, he
yes,
did. He fucking
a year
set
ago,
up a
and
camera
he...
and a tripod and uploaded it to YouTube.
Yes, he videoed. Check this out. Robert Thorsten called the cops on me and two other guys that I don't even know that are on my payroll, and I pay these people to harass him. He videotapes the cops coming over, and he's like, and they go to him, they go, oh, what does this have to do with? Well, he keeps bothering me, and Tony's calling my parents, and they all work for this guy named Rich, and they go, Robert, is this on the internet? And they're like, well, yeah, well, have you heard them talk to your mom, or is this just your mom saying it? Well, it's what my mom told me happened. But you never heard this. You never heard them talking to your mom. No, no, I never heard them talking to my mom. So what does this have to do with? Well, they think my UFO videos are fake. Wait, what? Oh, they keep making fun of me and on the internet and calling me names and they don't like me because I see real UFOs and they don't believe it. And they're just jealous of me and they're attacking my mom and my family. And he videotaped it.
Oh God, that was epic.
He videotaped it. That alone is illegal.
Is it?
In Fresno, you have to let somebody know your video, and then posting it on the internet? I don't know. I really don't know if it is against the law.
No,
I think you're
wrong. I think you can videotape somebody in public, particularly a public servant, and they can't do shit.
Oh, really?
I think the defense is that that no one has no. See, it's about invading someone's rights, and no one.
What about my rights?
No one in their right mind should feel like they have a sense of privacy when they're walking around on a public street, and that's why you're allowed to videotape people outside.
No, you're not. That's why they have. That's why they get the people who fill in. They get, what are those people in the movies? What do they call those people who
stand-ins?
Not stand-ins. The extras. Because they're all signing a piece of paper. You just can't go down New York City, film people, and then post it on the internet and talk about them without them. Legally, you're not allowed to.
I think if you're standing outside, you don't need a cop's permission to point a camera right at him and film everything he says to you.
No, but the thought of what Robert did by talking about me and my name intertwined with Fresno police, that should be against the law.
Yes. Now that it might be against your civil rights, and you might have a civil case against him, not a criminal.
Because there's no proof that everything he's saying is just a guess on his part.
Yep.
And it's not
yep.
even true because I don't even know these guys.
Yep.
I don't even
true.
Know Tony is. So that's what I've always been trying to tell him. You do stupid shit. This is a guy, look, I don't hate Robert. I really don't. I never hated him to begin with because I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's bad. I think in the beginning, he was shocked about how people attacked him, and he didn't know how to react. And he doesn't have great social skills, maybe. Maybe he reacts before he thinks on certain things, especially when you're trying to be credible on something that you think. And I really believe this, E. I believe he thinks he's videotaping UFOs that are airplanes. Do you? Or do you think he's just faking it on purpose?
Well, I think that... I think that there's a possibility where there might have been some that he might have been under the influence during filming some of them. I think that there are some delusions there, most definitely. I mean, and I don't think I'm alone in thinking that by just watching his videos. I could definitely see where you know he seems kind of off.
Well, I always talk about – I use him as an example because his videos are easy to look at, and they're very explainable. It's not something that you could say, well, it still looks like a UFO. With his videos, you can tell that's a helicopter or an airplane. So that's why I always
correct.
Talk about him.
Sorry about that. I thought you were pausing. Go ahead.
I did. What?
I was going to say, I was correct. Anthea, a former police officer in New York, puts in the chat room, you can film people in public without asking permission. I was right about that. I am actually a photojournalist.
But that's not my point. My point is, then I don't think you're allowed to post their face on the internet and make fun of them. You know, okay, let's say I'm on the street corner. Somebody sees me picking my nose and eating it. Now they're putting it on the internet. Is it because I was in public that
yeah,
it's okay?
You're screwed. You're screwed if that happens. You can't stop anything about that.
But what if they're putting my name? I guess you're right. I'm out in public.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Putting your name on
home.
There, that's a whole different deal. Yeah, they
well,
would.
That's the part that bothers me.
Yeah.
But I get it. Just like the Seinfeld episode where George ate the ice cream on camera at the tennis match, and he had ice cream all over his face, and the girl broke up with him because
mm-hmm.
he was a pig when he ate. See?
Very similar.
What does that have to – you know, and I love talking about Robert for the obvious reasons. And hopefully, you know, with the email he sent me and all this other shit, that maybe we can put our differences aside. And I will offer him what I offered him 2 years ago. I will give him a spot on the radio show to talk about anything he wants to for the, I don't know, starting the last half hour of the show maybe. Maybe it will start off with 20 minutes. We'll give him 15 minutes. I don't know. I like to give him a spot. You know why? Because it's interesting. He's interesting. He's not boring. And I find him very interesting. And I don't hate you, Robert. I'm past all that. I wouldn't stab you in the back. And I'm going live on air right now where this will be recorded and downloaded by you 50,000 times. And I won't attack you on my own show. I will question you, you know, and say, well, how'd you come to that conclusion? But I won't attack you and treat you like an ass. So I want to give him that chance, E. Can you? He could be our correspondent for Fresno or all of California.
I think that he's a tormented person. I think he has a lot of fears, and I'm by no means excusing what he's done. I know that there are some things that he's said online to people that, frankly, want him dead for it.
I know.
You know, and frankly, if in my case I had suffered such losses and then had that kind of stuff done to me, I don't think I would be in a position of forgiveness on that either. But when I look at Robert, I kind of feel sorry for him. Not excusing his behavior, but just because I think that the guy has a lot of misery.
I know. And I know you said it doesn't excuse him for what he's done in the past, but that's the whole thing. It's in the past. So maybe he'd like to come on here and you know, gain some credibility. It'll be interesting for people, you know, who don't know who he is, and I guarantee it, he'll definitely get a lot of people looking at his videos, and that's what he wants. And I don't have a problem with him coming on here and talking about him if he wants to. That would be really interesting. Not a lot of people would have an old enemy on their radio show, you know, talking about their videos that are in question. And you know what? I don't have to agree with anything he says. I just have to respect him, right? That goes both ways,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I think that you could probably – you could go one of two ways with the man. You could get sick and tired of fanatical bullshit with him and start confronting him on every other thing he says, or just have him on and let him talk. I chose the latter route when I had him on, only because I didn't want the interview to be over in the first 5 minutes.
No, I'm not going to challenge him like that. Other people may call in and challenge him. I'll question some of the things that he's going to talk about. That's the interesting thing, because I want to hear his thought process when he was on my show and I asked him, why didn't he walk up to the Bigfoot that was down the street? And when I heard his answer, I was like, I expected something completely different, you know. And even though I had a feeling it was going to be a weird, easy answer, and it was, well, you know, as soon as I started walking up to it, it just disappeared. You didn't get that on tape? Well, they won't let you tape them. And I didn't expect that answer. What do you mean they won't let you? They just shut your camera off? I don't get it. You know.
If memory serves, wasn't that Bigfoot just kind of standing up against one of his neighbor's trees in Fresno?
It was a 5-foot-tall fern bush or tree or something. It was on someone's porch.
Oh.
Well, you know, the people that work for me, they went out there and they drove down there and they took pictures. No, but that's what he'll tell you we did. He thought my co-host back then, Brian D. Bunker, drove around the front to his house, drove by and took pictures and all this shit.
Yeah, he thinks that Brian D. Bunker is that Tony guy with the bald head that always makes those anti-Robert Thorson videos.
I don't think so, Robert. I think Brian has moved on.
Yeah.
I definitely don't. Well, you never know. I mean, I'm not talking to Brian. He can do it if he wants to. But he was doing it before I met him. He was already into it with Robert. So that's what me and Brian. Yeah?
That one kind of pudgy guy that's been in several movies over the last 3 or 4 years that's really only known for one thing, and it's how fast he can jiggle his eyes from side to side. You know which guy I'm talking about? Every movie he's in, he moves his eyes all weird in. It's like his thing. He was the bad guy in that...
Steve Buscemi? What's his name?
Steve Buscemi? No.
Yeah.
No, this is a pudgy guy. Bald-headed pudgy guy. Fat guy. And he can move his eyes all psycho and weird.
Okay.
Man.
Well, why? What's the significance?
That's what that Tony guy looks like. He looks like that
oh
actor.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's definitely not Brian. See, that's the whole thing. I'm asking you, and Robert thinks I'm over there with all these fake channels and all these accounts. It ain't me. Never is. Yeah, like I'm the only person that made enemies.
When I was
anyway.
On the phone the other day, he did ask me if I was on your payroll.
What are they? Is that just slang for, like, are we friends? Is that slang?
Yeah.
Or did he really think that I'm paying people?
God, I'm so sick of that fucking windblown hair look on kids, man.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah, the fucking ghost adventure hairdo. Except worse. Like those Danimals twins on the Danimals commercials for the yogurt.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're right.
They have
look
that
like
comb
Justin
over
Bieber.
Look.
Yeah.
Wow.
They call
oh,
it the
man.
Justin Bieber.
I mean, you know how I get when I find appropriate scenes where somebody should be hit in the face with a cream pie?
Yeah.
definitely it. Oh, that brings up another thing. You know what else? Okay. If I see one more person holding sounding rods.
Dowsing rods?
Or dowsing rods. Dousing rods.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into what a sounding rod is. I found that out on my show. Never mind with the sounding rod. I'm talking about a dousing rod. Yes. God. That's like...
Finish your sentence. What were you going to say? If I see one more person holding...
I was going to say that when I see somebody holding a dousing rod, I think I would love nothing more to see him get hit full force with a pie in the face. Very similar is to the person that's actually moving the Ouija board triangle around on the board. You know, the weird chick in the group that's, like, actually moving it herself and freaking everyone else out. Yeah, pie in the face instantly. But the dousing rods, it's like, you know, okay, let me hold these out here. And I realize I could totally control these with my hands without even moving my hands, but I'm not doing that, no.
No, but I'm going to tell you something, and I know you're going to feel like I'm getting on you for this, but those things really work. And do you know what they work for? They find the energy source. Where they're real. Those things really do work.
It's like electromagnetism or something.
But they're not moving them with their thumbs. They
are moving them with their hands, or they're tilting them slightly to the side so that gravity moves them.
If you've never held a dowsing, a real one, then you wouldn't know. It's not like holding a coat hanger. They sit inside this little thing, like a tube. So you're holding the tube, and it's the encasing that the actual rod sits in. So even if you squeeze it really hard, you can't bend this metal to alter the direction of the rod. It's just in this and when you hold it, even the bottom, like your palms, you can't go under there and alter anything. So those canisters that they're in, those containers, you can't alter the way those things move.
There should be a separate thing.
You could move them, but it would be an obvious movement, a herky jerky. So when these people are just sitting there and they don't move, and no thumb activity, then it's real. What are you saying? I'm sorry.
It would. I mean, if there was like a holder or something, a stand or something, where there was actually no physical contact with a human hand, then I'd understand. Same thing with a Ouija board. You know. Okay, let me get this straight. We're all supposed to believe here that the only way this is going to move around is when a human touches it, but the human's not moving it, right? Yeah. Pie in the face. Instant
pie
in the
face.
Well, the only
way it's supposed to move around, right? Isn't it just supposed to be the energy from all the hands?
Yeah. It is the energy. It's called force and motion.
Kinetic energy, yeah.
You know, the electromagnetism in muscle tissue, right, when you move your finger forward to move that little triangle to the next letter that you want it to say.
Is there any UFO, scratch that, is there any ghost videos that are, in your opinion, real that you can think of right now? Have you ever...
I gotta say that I can't say that some of those that any of those apparitions that they catch on that Ghost Adventures are not real. They very well could be real. You know, they come up with a lot of them. So there's the evidence right there. There's just as much evidence that that's real as it is that it's not. There's certainly no standout evidence that shows that it's a... Well, I watched the behind... Okay, so on demand on the Travel Channel, you can go to Ghost Adventurers, and it's got, like, right now on Comcast, it's got, like, 5 episodes that you can watch, but it's also got all these little 5 and 15-minute behind-the-scenes ones. And a lot of the footage... One of them is just called The Evidence, and it's actually a longer one. It's like a half hour. And what it is it's a special where they show all the evidence that they have actually come up with on their own. And a lot of the, I don't want to say most, I'll just say some of the evidence that they now credit themselves to, actually fans of the show noticed and wrote in about it. Oh, you guys missed this. Look at this. And then they're like, oh, yeah, right. And then they point it out. You know, they've compiled all the evidence that they have gathered themselves during the production of the show. And, like, if you just imagine they had a list of, like, 50 items. Well, a good, 5 or 10 of those items, they didn't even notice that they had until a viewer pointed it out, which is cool.
Right. I love that, yeah. 'Cause, but... Then it makes you think, why did they miss that obvious evidence? How did they catch the other stuff? That's one thing, you know. We don't know who looks over their videos in Ghost Adventures. They never say that they have. They never say, we go back to the hotel and look at the videos. What Ghost Hunters does, they review the evidence in one day. So I think they miss a lot of evidence by just being distracted and bored. I don't know, man. We'll have to keep an eye on those EVPs to see if the voice does sound very similar on some. They sound a little groffy.
Who, me?
Nick Groffy. No, never mind. All right. Well, if anybody wants to call in and try the UFO, I don't know. It's just a trivia thing. I call it the IQ test. But if anybody misses 3 of these or more, then I would say that you need to brush up, because these are actually pretty easy now that I'm looking these over. And, you know, they go from easy to hard. I try to do it that way, coming up with this stuff. But if nobody calls in, then I'll just throw these questions out there and see what you know, E. We can
okay.
go off that.
And I think I'm one step closer to finding that Crazy Eyes actor guy, because I remember the main movie that he was in. He was the bad guy in Identity with, what's his name from 2012?
Bill Pullman?
No. He said that last time. Look at the, yeah, do you have an infatuation with Bill Pullman? Is he right up there with Treat Williams?
He was in Independence Day.
Yeah.
They show Independence Day every weekend now.
I said Identity.
No,
Identity?
But Bill
okay.
Pullman is in Independence Day, and it was just on TV again.
Oh, okay.
So that's why
he got Bill Pullman on the mind lately.
Yeah. He was the president of the United States.
Uh-huh. And Stands with a Fist from Dances with Wolves was for the First Lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Remember, hey, we got a
in
Skype
helicopter
call.
Crash? You got a Skype
got a
call?
Skype
that is paranormal51.com.
No, no, it's not. It's me. It's Anthea.
Hey, Anthea.
Oh, hey.
Know, the person
I was
that
being
Rich,
quiet.
The person that Rich is always running into, you know.
That's so every UFO show or paranormal show, there you are. Psychic show, you're there.
I don't have a life. What can I tell you?
Hey,
now,
well, neither do
what,
I.
I figured if you were going to call in, you would have called in as soon as we were talking about Sigourney Weaver.
Oh yeah. I remember that when I went to see and that film, right? And I'm with my boyfriend. We're sitting in the back, and the place was packed. And those were the days when you went to the movies, there were lines, long lines. Anyway, that scene at the end where she's in her underwear and she's flipping switches and she leans over and you could see half her ass hanging out and some guy sitting behind me, some dude sitting behind me yells out, flat ass!
Oh, it was so flat.
Is it a flat
pinky.
Ass?
Yes.
You're right about the, what is it you said?
I said
the bulge. The bulge.
Oh, yeah, the muff bulge, right.
Yeah, even I
Rich's,
was thinking, even
yes.
I was thinking, didn't she trim? Didn't she know she was going to be on the screen, and didn't she, like, trim?
I know. It was beyond a down comforter. That was, like, full-on NASA memory foam.
And and she's... And then there was a documentary done on the film Alien, and all the other actors were very upset and angry with Sigourney Weaver because she wouldn't act. And they thought she was ruining the film. And I remember seeing that film, and I really liked the idea. It was the first time I ever saw a woman be the hero in an action right. film. And I thought it was so cool. And she wasn't running, and the females weren't running around in tight skin. Tight, you know, little cat jumpsuit with a lot of eye makeup with false eyelashes and blue eyeshadow,
right.
which you usually see in these old 1950s horror films, right? And I thought she was so cool and everything, but I remember a little voice in the back of my head kept saying, would you please act? Act! Please act! Show some emotion! You're being attacked!
Not a big fan.
Well,
what,
no, but I was a fan. But I,
wow.
I was a fan. I really did like her, and I would go see her movies, but I couldn't help but notice that she couldn't act.
She can't act.
She can't act.
Yeah.
Proof.
I don't know
Proof.
any movie. I liked her in the – I did like her in the movie that was just out where she was the Avatar.
Avatar,
I thought her acting.
Yeah.
I thought her acting sucked in that. The only
yeah,
time
it was
I
horrible.
Thought – It was very stilted, very very stilted. The only time I thought her acting was pretty decent was in the second Alien, with James Cameron directed. I thought she
that
did
was
all right.
Good.
She did do a good
yeah.
job on that. So
yeah,
I'll give
she
credit
did
for that.
she genuinely seemed a little frightened, even when she had the little girl and stay away from her, you bitch.
Uh-huh.
I really bought into. Hey, Anthea, are you going to be our guest for the game show or the trivia
yeah.
show or the IQ?
Yeah, but I'm going to tell
right.
you right now, I'm going to fail all those questions.
I don't think you
I
will.
I don't think you will.
I think you'll do very well.
Well, we'll see.
So with that said, Anthea, you are on. The IQ show, yay!
Oh no! Right. Does it include any math? Does it? Does it have math?
No, no. There are dates. Thank you. And Thea, and where do you hail from here on Blog Talk Radio? What show do you have?
Well, you know, it's After Dark Radio.
Oh, and what kind of show is that?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of like everything, you know, except New
so
Age.
You kind of talk about everything there, do you? Great, because we could always go there. And don't forget to go listen to Anthea's show right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, I just had to get that out of the way. A little free advertising, never hurt anybody. All seven people here listening, great. Mr. E, are you ready for judging?
I am.
Okay.
All right. These are the first four questions are the easy ones, as I consider them easy. So we hope that the idea is you would only miss one out of these four sections that we're going to talk about. Three sections.
Okay.
All right. So the first question is, who is the godfather or known as the godfather of ufology?
Oh, tell me it's Stanton Friedman.
You know what? I'll have to give you a half a yes, but the actual real answer.
Oh, J. Allen.
Does anybody want to?
J. Allen Hynek.
Yes, you got it right.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
And my button isn't working, so I don't have a.
There's
supposed to be a ding, ding, ding button, and it didn't go off.
And he thought Travis Walton was fibbing.
No, I think Travis Walton told the truth. What do you think?
I don't think so.
Really?
He failed three out of four polygraphs, and the one he did pass was considered questionable. And then he was on that show. Remember that show that was on TV where they ask you questions? What was the name of that show? He was going for $100,000. It was not that long ago, and they asked him 15 questions. You were hooked up to a lie detector. It was recently. And
oh,
he
was on the Tell the Truth show. Like you have to tell the truth.
So, yeah,
and then they win money.
Yeah, and it was recently, and they asked him 15 questions, and he got all first 14 questions correct, and the last question was, were you abducted on a UFO? And he said, yes, I was. And the woman goes, that is false.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, marriages were broken up over that show.
Oh, yeah?
Because the people were admitting that they cheated on their spouses with their ex-boyfriends during the first year. Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, that was a good show. Truth
yeah.
or Fail. I think it was called Truth or Fail. Or something like that.
All
right, well, you got the first one. We'll give that to you.
Okay.
All right, so, all right, E, are you ready? E knows this one. And Anthea, that's pretty good. You're one for one right now. So here's the next easy question. What year was the Battle of L.A.?
Was that 1942?
Okay, and the second, you got that right. That's very good.
Ooh.
Can you tell me the actual day?
No. December 31st, I don't know.
E, what day was that?
I don't know what day it was. It was within months of Pearl Harbor, though. I know that.
It was February 25th was the second half of that. That's pretty good, though. You got it right, 1942. And that's what we were looking for. Congratulations. Now, the next question, if you get this wrong, you're automatically disqualified from any future shows that we play games on. What does MUFON stand for? Cannot get MUFON wrong.
Money under. I don't
know.
Oh,
that's right. We came up with a funny acronym for that.
Money under free. I don't know. I don't know. I can't do any more shows now? I can't come here anymore?
No, I was just kidding. It's the Mutual UFO Network.
Oh, okay.
MUFON. Oh, yeah, MUFON. You've talked about MUFON. Oh, we all love MUFON.
All right,
the last easy question. You're only allowed to miss one. So you missed the one there, and we got one more question in the easy IQ test. What time, this is a little, the hardest one of the easies, what time did the Phoenix Lights get videotaped that made World News? You should
know
this one.
9 o'clock, 2100 hours.
10 p.m. We were looking
okay,
for 10.
Okay, I was off an hour. I was off an hour.
Well, you meant Central Time, so we'll give that to you.
Yeah, I'm in New York.
Oh, okay. E, did you know it was 10 o'clock?
I did not know that.
On the dot?
Well, give or take, but nobody really knows. Just 10 o'clock. 10:05, I think it really was, but 10 o'clock is what everybody says. All right, now we're going to go into the second round, and these are a little bit harder. And I don't expect you to get – I'm just going to take a guess on this one, and this is not something a host should do. I think you'll only get one right out of these four. All right, I'm going to start with – this is kind of a tough question. Maybe I'll save – I'll do this one another way.
Okay.
In 2000 – you won't know that one. Okay, what degree – because they're hard. That was a hard – what degree does Stan Friedman hold?
I think he only has a bachelor's.
E, is she right or wrong?
Bachelor's.
I'm not sure.
In physics, I think.
He's a nuclear physicist.
But I don't think he didn't go for his master's. I know he's not PhD. I think it's just a bachelor's.
Well, we'll have to. Well, let's just disqualify that question. And I hope the people in the chat room are playing along, because this is a really interesting part of the show. Who was dubbed the real Fox Mulder? Who was dubbed the real Fox Mulder?
Oh, no.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
He could be known, his first name could be Santas.
Could be who?
Santa Claus?
First.
5 seconds.
Who was dubbed?
Just yell out anything. Just give a popular name.
I don't know.
E, do you know who it is?
No, I have no idea.
I thought you got this right before. Nick Pope.
Oh, Nick Pope? Oh, no way. No, no.
I thought it was someone else.
I thought it was someone else, yes.
No, I would never think
that. I've been kind of distracted for the last 15 minutes because you know how obsessive-compulsive I get. I could not let the crazy eyes guy from Hollywood go, but I found him. So when we're ready to talk about him, I've got
to clip
it.
It's that English guy.
No, it's the guy. It's his name put in the video in the chat room. That's a YouTube video where a few seconds in, he actually does his crazy eyes thing. And his name is...
Feldman, right?
No, it's a modern guy. Pruitt Taylor Vince is his name. He's a fat guy. Looks like the Tony guy that makes those videos about bad videos about Robert Thorson.
Yeah, Jamie Marie mentioned that Pruitt Taylor Vince. I have no idea.
Oh, she said the name?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I didn't even see that in there. I've been too busy looking.
Dude, I had no idea who this guy was.
I had to go to Wikipedia. Right. And look up the movie Identity, because I remembered he was the bad guy in the movie Identity with John Cusack. And then, of course, he didn't have a picture. You know how Wikipedia will list all the actors? Well, there wasn't a thumbnail for that name, and there was about four other names that didn't have thumbnails. So I finally got to him, and that's him. Bingo. Crazy eyes.
Is he blind?
I don't know, but he looks just like that Tony guy that makes the videos about Robert.
It looks like he's trying to read the script real fast.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I got a nervous twitch in one of my eye muscles. I'm going to go to Hollywood and be that guy that has all the weird eyes in the movies.
And he is.
He is. He does that weird eye
thing. We got normal eyes, and look at us. What's normal anyway, Anthea? All right, what year was the solar eclipse in Mexico that propelled Jaime Maussan to UFO stardom?
1988.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
E, what year was it? Do you remember?
I don't have any idea.
1992.
Oh, I was only off by 4 years.
I know. We'll give it to you. All right. And the last of the... and here I am. I think these are just general knowledge questions that are just second nature. But that's how crazy I am into the UFO world. All right, in 2005, Anthea, if you get this, you can come in every show. in 2005, what hoax made waves on the internet? Go ahead.
That wasn't the Bigfoot in the refrigerator, was it?
No. In 2005, what UFO hoax made waves all over YouTube and the internet? In 2005, what very famous hoax was popular all over the internet that made waves? Hint, hint. It was known as the
one over the ocean?
Ooh. That's funny.
It caused a tsunami?
No. That was 2004,
Katrina?
Around Christmas time. And it's the Australian UFO wave. That was a very – what they did, these people in Australia, they were very smart. They put out a video one week, and it looked like it was the real deal. We're all like, oh, it looks great. Can't believe it. Then the next video, they got a little more brave, and they showed you a little closer and a little clearer. Then the third video, 3 weeks later, got a little bit more obvious that something was too good to be true. So what it was these kids were doing a college prank on – it was for, like, their video class or their movie class or something. And they turned out to put all these videos of alien abductions, people driving in their cars getting abducted by UFOs. Then it got to the end where they were killing one, and they had it on tape, and then they got killed.
I never heard of that before, no.
Yeah, I hope I explained it well. Very crazy time, 2005. It was a very
good year
for.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, just download the Australian UFO wave of 2005.
Okay, I'll have to look.
All right. Now this is the random. By the way, you missed, three and a half questions on there. Who cares? All right, let's see what your knowledge is in the random section.
Okay.
All right. What city was the Mothman supposedly taking place in? What city was the Mothman taking place in?
Who are these questions
They made
for?
Him crazy.
Delaware, Minnesota?
E?
I don't know. I think we need to get the real Fox Mulder in here to answer these questions.
It was Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Point Pleasant.
I was close.
Very close. Who is Zach Bagans?
Who's who?
Anthea,
that's
who
not
is
ufology.
Zach? No, this is the random section.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Who is Zach Bagans?
Zach?
We were talking. Yeah, we talked about him earlier today. We talked about him for like 10 minutes.
Tight t-shirt and the emo hair.
Tight t-shirt guy. Emo hair.
Okay, all right.
Who is Zach Bagans?
The bottom inch of his arm tattoo sticks out underneath his arm sleeve.
Are we talking about your friend Angel?
No.
No, Anthea. It's the lead investigator of Ghost Adventures.
Yep.
I don't
know.
Hey, Anthea, here's a question for you.
Okay.
What word was coined first? Disc or Foo Fighters?
What? Foo Fighters was first. That was during World War II.
Yep.
E, what do you think? Is that right? That's right. You got it right. And I hope you guys are playing along in the chit-chat room, because I tell you, this is killing me with excitement. All right. Name, Anthea, this has got to be something you have to know. What movie was Rich Giordano in?
Oh, you mean Fast Walkers?
You got it right. That was the fastest answer of the night. You got it right. Yay. I'm very excited about that answer. You got it right.
Yeah.
All right. Here's an acronym for you.
Okay.
And I like to say the word acronym because I can hit all my consonants hard. What does Newfork mean? N-U-F-O-R-C. What is that an acronym for? Newfork. Anthea.
No,
UFO show?
Isn't that someplace in Virginia?
No, Norfolk. It's
Norfolk.
Very funny, Norfolk. I visited there many times. No, the letters Nancy, Umbrella, Foxtrot, Octagon, Raphael, and Charlie.
No clue. No, no.
E.
I have no idea.
What does New York mean?
I don't know.
It's the National UFO Reporting Center with Peter Davenport.
Oh.
This question is strictly for Anthea, and Anthea only.
Okay.
What year did Close Encounters come out? The movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That was 1979.
Are you sure?
No.
E, what movie came out in 79?
1979?
Well, Alien came out in 1979. I know that.
The actual answer is 1977.
Okay,
hey,
I was
Anthea,
off.
Yeah. Anthea?
Yeah.
If you get... Now, I'm going to stick to my guns on this one.
Okay.
If you don't get this one right, you're never allowed to call it. I'm just kidding. I can't say that to you. All right. What does the acronym MIB stand for?
Men in Black.
Yay.
That was the easiest one.
Yeah, I saw
I'm very proud of you. Okay, we got two questions left. You can make...
Go ahead.
Some,
a coffee window. Name.
This is very good. I know you're going to get this right. I want you to name... three alien species that are hovering around the Earth. There's supposedly 57 of them, but what are the, out of the six popular ones, can you name at least three?
Well, okay, we got the reptilians, we have the greys.
Right.
And then we have the palladians.
Nice.
Right.
You want to go for the bonus ones?
Bonus.
There's more?
Well, there's 50 of them. All right. The mantis.
Yeah.
Oh, the mantis.
The Nordics.
The
Nordics are the, well, I don't know. Palladians?
I know.
The part of the, well, not really the Palladians, no. Larians are actually.
They are, yeah. It's like the same general area.
Paranormal 51 just dropped in Draconians.
Draconians are the reptilians.
Okay.
So with a mantis, I think.
No, the mantis are not reptilians, no. They're insects.
Then who are the really short... You know Whitley Strieber's movie. You remember that one where they had the short, fat, stocky guys with the scrunched faces? What are those called?
I don't know who they are. I don't know.
Have you ever seen the movie Communion?
Yeah, I remember that scene and... they look like little dwarfs. Look like trolls
right.
Under a bridge.
Right. That got stuck under a bridge. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, last question. And by the way, you saved faith because you got four of those creatures right. All right. All right. UFO Hunters is a very, very popular show when it was on and not on anymore. Can you name two of the four people?
Nope, never watched the show.
I thought you had one of them on your show as a guest.
Did I?
Didn't you?
I don't know. I don't think
I had
so.
Bill Burns on.
I thought Anthea had Bill Burns on her show.
No, never did.
Oh, you had the guy from Fast Walkers on, Robert Miles.
Right.
Did you see he has his own show now?
I think he's borrowing Dean's spot there.
Oh, no. It says Robert Miles Show or something.
Here on Blog Talk Radio?
That's right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He does it, like, in the morning.
Oh.
He does his talking after breakfast. Well, you know what? I'd have to say that the IQ test on this was an absolute pass.
Disaster.
He passed.
Hey, what were those those aliens that from Nibiru.
Oh, the Anunnaki?
The Anunnaki, there's an alien.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
they're not
hanging around anymore because rumors have it that the alleged Planet X, a.k.a. Nibiru, was blown up in 2003.
Oh, so now that's how they're getting out of us not being able to see it now?
Yeah, it was on its way. I remember the New York Times on the front page had an article where they were talking about a planet that was going to pass Jupiter in 2003. And I saw that in the New York Times. I wish I had cut it out. I didn't think it was ever going to...
Wow.
That article disappeared.
Wow.
And never saw it again. And from what I understand, it was blown up.
How do you blow up a planet? We would have seen it. It would have been on the news. People would have talked about it.
Well, supposedly, that's what some of those little asteroids, that little things that keep raining down on us every once in a while and go through your car window and supposedly the sun cam showed large rocks, you know, large things going into the sun.
That's such a cop-out answer, man. No, not you, what they're saying. You know, because
like you're burning on
Antia. I don't believe... No, because I don't think there ever was a Planet X.
Well, that's what... I remember seeing that in the New York Times, and I wish I had cut that article out.
I don't know. What do you know much about Planet X, Anthea?
Only that it was supposed to be an artificial planet that the Anunnaki occupied and were going to use to... They were returning back here in 2003, supposedly a Stargate in Baghdad. And when they raided the Museum of Baghdad, a lot of things were taken... The guy who ran the museum stated that the people who came in knew exactly what drawers to go to. It wasn't like a barbarian horde that went in and just started taking stuff. That was very orderly.
Right. Well, I don't know what to believe, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't know. I don't believe in 2012 much. No. I was going to do a show on 2012 next year.
Well,
all right. Well.
I was going to say, I saw a thing in the news today that the Russians are rushing to build 5,000 bomb shelters in Moscow by 2012.
Wow.
Whoa. No way.
Yes, way.
Well, I want to look into that and talk about that.
Yeah.
Did you say that the Russians are rushing?
Yes, I have it. I'll see if I can find it, and I'll post it.
We're out of time on the show.
Oh, okay. We can't talk about that. I was going to talk about it on my show, but okay.
Yeah, we only have like 2 minutes left, but that's it. Well, I got to tell you, thanks for calling in and making that game show happen.
When is your show, Anthea?
Excuse me? It's on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
There you go.
There you go. You haven't come by in a long while.
Typically listen to shows outside of the show page for obvious reasons, because my mere presence in the chat room can actually derail and ruin a show. Not because of me, but because of others.
Right, but we can't talk about that. So
yeah we can't talk about that. Next week I'm going over to Big Apple Comic Con. I'm going to bring my video camera, walk around.
Oh, right on.
Right on. I'm going to take some interviews there and see what I can...
That's awesome. Well, it just started, but thank you very much.
You're welcome,
Rick. Thank you, Anthea. Thank you, E. Goodbye. And thank you all, five of you who joined us tonight in the UFO show. Wow. She got blown out. She got blown out, E.
Huh?
I got blown out from the music. I don't know why it's so loud. Like I said, everything's louder tonight. Anyway.